Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Mondays only mean one thing. Fabrizio Romano is on the show. Qué golazo, as we discuss so much, including Mohamed Salah and his future. Claudio Ranieri returning to the Premier League. Kylian Mbappé opened up. This and much more. Qué golazo with Fabrizio Romano begins right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Qué Golazo Mondays with Fabrizio Romano. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Leave us a comment, like the video, and subscribe to the channel and hit that notification bell while you're at it. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, please leave a rating and review. It only takes a few seconds, and it really helps us to continue and grow this show. We are approaching our one-year anniversary, everybody. So we thank you so much for being part of this family. And part of this family is Fabrizio Romano. Fab, how are you, my friend?
Hello, my friend. I'm fine. Thank you. It was a fantastic football weekend. And so ready to go now with national teams. It would be amazing. So I'm fine. Thank you. And really happy to see you again.
Absolutely. International break. By the way, Fab won't be here next Monday because international break. So we're going to take the most out of Fabrizio today as well. Hey, Fab, you've been playing FIFA 22?
Of course. Spending like 20 hours playing FIFA.
What do you play? Career mode? Ultimate?
I'm playing career mode. Mode with Paris Football Club in second division in France. You know,
With
my dream to bring them at Paris Saint-Germain level. Playing
I
with
love
Pato.
It.
And Balanzola from Spezia as attacking players. And Kaiki on loan as a number 10.
Fabrizio, go get La Padula. I'm sure he's speak.
It's a good name, eh? It's a good name. I can consider him for January window.
Okay, good. Lapagol as always. We'll have to add each other, Fabrizio.
Yes, FIFA. We will do it.
We will love it. Well, anyway, everybody, welcome to Mondays with Fabrizio Romano, Transfer News. And let's begin with the man of the hour so far. Liverpool tied Manchester City 2-2 on Sunday. Probably the best game of the season of the Premier League. And Mohamed Salah was incredible. One of the best goals that hopefully we'll see this year. Maybe more, but you never know. But also the assist, just performance overall. And the conversation about Mohamed Salah, of course, Fabrizio, is about, you know, his contract and what he's reportedly demanding, $500,000 a year contract. Liverpool, obviously, you know, trying to open negotiations or not, we'll see. But Fabrizio, what's the latest with Mohamed Salah, who, according to Jamie Carragher, and I agree, I'm sure, he's already a Liverpool legend. Now it's about what happens with the future of Salah and Liverpool.
I agree about being a Liverpool legend. Absolutely. I agree. Everything you said is perfect. What he did yesterday is impressive, really, scoring a fantastic goal. His leadership, his quality is something really, really incredible. He's always consistent. So what a player is Mo Salah. And I still remember when he joined Fiorentina here in Italy from Chelsea on loan, we were shocked to see this kind of players. And then Roma signing Mo Salah, and was a fantastic deal for Roma. So congrats to Liverpool for being so smart to sign Mo Salah. And now he's a legend. I 100% agree with Carragher, with you on this point. Talking about his future, his contract at the moment is a topic, an important topic for Liverpool, because they are talking with Mo Salah and with his agent since long time, but at the moment nothing has been agreed yet. You know, last summer we had no many rumors on this point, but many clubs were interested in Mo Salah. We are talking about top clubs, and for Liverpool was absolutely untouchable. But from Spain and from France, with Paris Saint-Germain always looking at the situation months ago, they were looking at this possibility, but for Liverpool was not even a topic because Mo Salah is untouchable. They want to extend his contract. This is the mission for the club, for the board. But at the moment, on salary and closest points, they have no agreement yet. So they are still talking since a long time, but it's not agreed yet. Let's see what happens in the coming weeks. Let's see if they will be able to do it. But I can tell you that Liverpool know how important it is to extend contracts. It's about Salah, but they did the same during the summer for Alisson, Alexander-Arnold, Robertson, Fabinho, Van Dijk, many players. And they want to do the same with Mo Salah, with Sadio Mane, with Roberto Firmino. Jordan Henderson, they did it and it was not easy. So contracts are key for Liverpool. They only signed Ibrahima Konate as new signing this summer from Leipzig, but they are looking for something also a new contract because they know that in modern football, is like signing new players. And signing new contract for Mo Salah is like a new signing, 100%. Mm. So this is why they are really focusing on it, but it's not agreed yet.
Are you... What does your gut tell you, Fabrizio, that this will get done, or is Mohamed Salah perhaps looking around? But does your gut tell you, think, you know, because his love for the club is clear?
He loves Liverpool. He loves Liverpool, but I think it's only fair to remember that is maybe the last top contract for Mo Salah. He's not 20 or 22. He's not like Mbappe or Haaland. Yeah. So yeah, he's obviously thinking, yes, he's 29. So he's going to sign an important contract. Let's say for Liverpool or any other club. And this is why he's taking his time to have the right proposal. I think he's absolutely correct from Mo Salah, but he loves the club. So my feeling is that they will keep negotiating also in the coming weeks. This is what I'm told. They will continue negotiation in the coming weeks. Let's see what happens. But it's a real priority for Liverpool. It's like signing a new player and they are it.
Yeah, and a really good point. And a really good point, the fact that this is his last real vital contract, obviously, as he reaches, you know, the 30-year-old mark, which is unbelievable. But Mohamed Salah, incredible weekend, of course. And we will have to keep our eye on this as Liverpool continue talks with their Egyptian star. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about another player here. As you were this morning, per, by the way, French report. Well, it wasn't even a report. He opened up Kylian Mbappé on PSG. Here are some quotes to RMC, by the way. I asked to leave in July because from the moment I didn't want to extend, I wanted the club to receive a transfer fee to have a quality replacement. I wanted something respectful. I said, if you don't want me to leave, I'll stay. So this is Mbappé discussing that he wanted to leave. Things that we knew already, Fabrizio, but obviously, yes. I think they were showing some frustration as well because he claims that he already warned PSG for a very long time, so he was frustrated with the way that it was handled. But the last port, I said, if you don't want me to leave, I'll stay. So he was being as respectful as possible. What did you get from this interview and the quotes from Kylian Mbappé?
First of all, I want to say that I'm happy because he's basically confirming what we say during the summer, so that he wanted to go, but he wanted to be respectful with the club, not breaking his relationship with Pochettino, with Leonardo, with Nasser Al-Khelaifi.
Yep, also that's because, what you reported. Yep.
Yes, but going on a war with Paris Saint-Germain and with Al-Khelaifi is never a good idea. And Kylian Mbappé is a smart boy and respectful boy, so this is why it's not something new on this point. What is new? We knew, as you said, that he wanted to leave, he wanted to go to Real Madrid because Kylian Mbappé's dream is and was to be Real Madrid player, so he's still thinking of Real Madrid. But having Kylian Mbappé in public saying, yes, I asked it to leave in July and not in the final week of August. So this is a key part of the interview. He said, I was a bit disappointed to hear from Paris Saint-Germain he was asking to leave on the final week of August. It's not like this. I asked it in July to leave the club, not in the final week of August. So from Kylian Mbappé, the position is, the feeling I have after this interview is, he still wants to go. He still wants to look for something different and is still thinking of something new. His desire is to go to Real Madrid since long time because in the dressing room during the summer, he was speaking with teammates and saying about his desire to leave the club and to go to Real Madrid. But he's been 100% respectful with the club. He's playing at top level now, as always, for Kylian Mbappé. But this interview means that Kylian Mbappé is still thinking of something new for his future. Yeah. And he has still no agreement with Paris Saint-Germain on a new contract. And this is a big problem for PSG.
Yep, I think two key things came out of this thing. One, to your point, he still wants to leave, I think, obviously. And the second one, about the July and August thing, he wanted to make sure that everybody thought, look, I didn't say this just as the season started. I said this in the summer and I gave them plenty of time. He said, I announced it early enough for the club to react. So he wanted to make that clear. That's a massive part.
Yes, this is a massive point. And it is important also to clarify that for Kylian Mbappé, it's a matter of respect because having Leonardo saying these kind of things was hurting him, you know, because it was seeming that the player was desperate to leave in the final days of the window, creating a problem to the club. from Mbappé's side was not like this. It's not new to Mbappé that he wanted to leave and to Paris Saint-Germain. It's about Real Madrid proposal. What Leonardo is saying is that Real Madrid proposal arrived in the last 8 days of the window, and it was a problem for Paris Saint-Germain because they wanted maybe to negotiate in July and not at the end of August. This is the point, but not about the player, because the player has always been respectful with Paris Saint-Germain.
And of course, it's a tricky situation right now for PSG and Pochettino. They lost their first game in the league this past weekend. They did beat Manchester City, but obviously the league as well is important to them. So we'll have to wait and see how all this formulates. But regardless, it's clear one thing. Mbappé is definitely still looking at his dream club, which is Real Madrid. Let's talk about another French player, Serge Aurier, the former Spurs right back, ready to join Villarreal there, Fabrizio. What do you have?
1 year contract, 2 year contract options. So it could be a potential contract of 3 years for Serge Aurier with Villarreal. He's almost done. He needs to sign in the coming hours. He had his medical today in Spain's new Villarreal player. He was approached by many clubs also in France, in England, but he decided to accept Villarreal proposal now. He left Tottenham on deadline day, parting ways with Tottenham, and so now he's a free agent, and he will join Villarreal. It's an interesting move for Villarreal because they were looking for a right-back. Unai Emery is needing a player in this position. Serge Aurier is the right one, and so interesting move for this player.
Interesting indeed, and I feel like this could be a good partnership between him and Unai.
Let me say about Villarreal, I want to talk about this boy, Daniel Mais. He's incredible. He was amazing in Champions League with Manchester United. Yeah. He was scoring yesterday. I'm really impressed by this boy. I think they signed...
28!
Yes. They signed a fantastic player with from Bournemouth, and I'm sure that he has chances to be back in Premier League in the coming years because his player's quality. Eh? Congrats for the move, because for Villarreal, it's been a really smart signing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And apologies, by the way, he's Ivorian. It's just that he began his youth career in France. That's why I got it mixed. But he's from the Ivory Coast, everybody. So Ivory Coast people, I apologize. He's one of yours, nobody else. All right, let's keep talking here. Superclásico, River Plate wins 2-1 against Boca Juniors. Julian Alvarez, by the way, scouted heavily, I believe, right, this summer by many clubs, including Aston Villa.
Yes, they wanted him.
I know. Yes. Why? He's amazing.
They wanted him. He's amazing. He's a great talent, really. Interesting player. So it would be amazing to see him in Europe one day. Let's see. But let me say that I think the real person that I want to see in European football is Marcelo Gallardo.
100%.
I'm in love with him. I'm in love with him because he reminds me of Antonio Conte as kind of manager. You know, I think he's the most South American style of Antonio Conte. Part of the South American style of Antonio Conte is also thanks to something from Marcelo Gallardo. I'm sure that Antonio Conte is studying Gallardo and Gallardo is studying Conte. Yeah. I don't know about it. It's just my feeling. But when I see Real Madrid, River Plate playing and Inter with Antonio Conte, Chelsea in the past, Italian national team, I see many points in common between Gallardo and Conte. So congrats to Marcelo Gallardo winning again a Superclásico. But what he did with River Plate is more than historical. It's legendary.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you think, because obviously one of the key things is his contract runs out at the end of this year. There are presidential election issues for River Plate as well. So that comes into play. But Gallardo surely is thinking, okay, it's maybe time for me to go. I mean, we have to obviously see what happens at the end of La Liga Argentina and what he does there. But do you see a possibility of him leaving South America and maybe coming to Europe?
I would say possibility, yes, because when you are out of contract, you have chances, you have agents and clubs approaching you to give you opportunities. I can tell you that behind the scenes, Marcelo Gallardo was one of the names in Tottenham list. You remember last summer, they were approaching many different managers, Pochettino, Fonseca, Gattuso, before appointing Nuno, and also Gallardo was in the list. Then he decided to stay at River Plate, was not even close to join Tottenham, but was one of the names in the list. And for Barcelona, he was one of the names they were considering in the past few days, with Juan Laporta looking for a potential replacement for Ronald Koeman, who is now staying, but let's see what happens in the coming weeks. So Gallardo has always been in the list of many important clubs in Europe, but was never like the first option, you know? He wants to be the right man, consider the right man to start a new project, to have the club backing him 100% on every single idea. Because when you move from South America to Italy, to Europe, or maybe to Italy, Spain, France, England, wherever it is, you need to be 100% sure of what you're doing with your project. And so you have to be 100% sure about the club supporting you. And this is what Gachardo wants. So this is why maybe it will take some time. But I think he has the possibility to move to European football one day, I'm sure. I don't know if it will be December or next summer, but he has this possibility. I would be sorry for River Plate fans because they are desperate and they still hope for him to stay. And it depends about the elections, as you said.
Yeah, which is why, to your point, I don't think Barcelona would be the right place for him. If he wants to come to Europe and really create something special, he has a decision to make. Does he want to go to a club where he can really turn it around, or go to a club that already has a set foundation that can help him develop exactly who he is? So Barcelona, I don't know. Does he remain a target for them, or is it because of Roberto Martinez we've talked about? Jimmy Conrad was just discussing as well. I know you're going to be upset about this one. Mancini a possibility, but there's no way he's leaving Italy before the World Cup.
I think no. I think he's staying. I think Mancini is staying. But they had many names in the list. They had Xavi. They had Roberto Martinez. They had Andrea Pirlo, also appreciated by Laporta. The point is, Barcelona is not only Laporta deciding. It's about the board. It's a complicated club with the process before you decide on everything. It's not just about new managers. It's also about new signings and many things. Many people deciding together with Juan Laporta, with the president, of course. But it's a long process. And this is why it was not easy to find the right solution in September, in October. It's not easy to find the right manager. Also because Laporta was not convinced about appointing a manager just for 6 months and then restart with another project in June. So this is why they decided to keep Ronald Koeman. But they were looking, and they are still looking for a replacement.
Yeah, well, to your point from a few weeks ago, right? They want to make sure that whoever comes in is not an interim manager, it's somebody for the foreseeable future. By the way, I like the way that you said Marcelo Gallardo. You said it like an Argentinian. Marcelo Gallardo. It was good. It was good, Fabrizio. That's don't think that I didn't notice that. That was good.
Good point. Because I love him. And I love Argentinian passion, South American passion, you know. So for me, South American football is the best in the world.
Well, Fabrizio, we appreciate you. As a South American, we're passionate about everything. So we'll be passionate when we play each other on FIFA 22.
All right, we will do it.
Let's talk about your compatriot here, Claudio Ranieri, as he joins Watford, returning to the Premier League. To me, this is good news, not just for Watford, it's good news for the Premier League. Just a great human being. Obviously, we know what he did with Leicester City, his relationship with Chelsea, etc. But now returning to Watford, to see if he can save Watford from relegation. I know it's early on, but still, you know, it's a topic that must be discussed. Talk to me about Claudio Ranieri returning to the Premier League.
Yes, first of all, so happy. Me too, for Claudio Ranieri, for Watford, for Premier League. We have a fantastic manager back, a legendary manager back, because what he did with Leicester is legendary. And with Sampdoria, it was really good. I know it's not Leicester, it's not the same kind of story, but here in Italy, we appreciate a lot what he did with Sampdoria, because he joined Sampdoria when they were in a terrible table position, in a terrible team situation. He was great, bringing some calm, help in the team, and also developing some young talents, because Mikkel Damsgaard at the Euros was fantastic with Denmark, but it is thanks to Claudio Ranieri who was playing him with Sampdoria. So doing a great job with Sampdoria. Then at the end of the season, he decided to part ways with Sampdoria because they were not 100% convinced about starting a new project with him. Now he was free with many Italian clubs approaching him, Bologna, Cagliari, many clubs asking about Ranieri's situation. And then Watford called him. He loves London. He loves Premier League. He loves the opportunity of restarting something new with a new project. And so good luck to Claudio Ranieri. He's going to sign a 2-year contract in the coming minutes. Everything has been agreed. And so good luck really to Claudio Ranieri, because I think it's a fantastic news to have this kind of person, not just a manager, but also about the person in Premier League and in football.
Yeah, and let's not forget, I mean, we need to add context here. Ranieri, you know, also was took over Fulham for a little while, and he was released of his duties there because, you know, I believe it was, you know, three wins from 17 matches in charge. So it didn't go his way, but he knows England, as you said, very well. Every single media pundit that I talk to loves him. He's just a good man, so it's a good thing to have. So Claudio Ranieri returning with Watford. Before we leave, Fabrizio, anything else are you keeping your eye on this week as we look into the international break?
I'm curious to see what is going to happen for some player contract, as I always mention in this part of the season, because we are September, October, November is the period about new contracts. And I'm going to focus on Frank Kessié with AC Milan, because yesterday he was playing a fantastic match in Atalanta-Milan, and I want to say congrats to AC Milan because they are doing great. They are back really at top level, playing fantastic football, so congrats to them. But they need to fix the situation with Kessié after losing on Donnarumma and Çalhanoğlu as free agents last summer. They need to resolve the situation of Frank Kessié. He's out of contract in June 2022, but he has still no agreement to extend the contract with AC Milan. But the parts are still talking, so I think it will be one of the interesting points in the coming days. Here in Italy, we also have Paulo Dybala talking with Juventus over a new contract, and he's out of contract also in June 2022. We have many interesting players, potential free agents next summer, and so many clubs trying to resolve this kind of situation. So I'm sure that during the break, they will have some meetings, and Roma extended the contract of Lorenzo Pellegrini, one of the best Italian players, doing a fantastic season with Jose Mourinho, 5 years contract, and it is important for Roma because he had a clause for 30 million euro, release clause, now is removed from his new contract, but it was a big opportunity last summer. Tottenham were interested, let's see what happens in the future, but now he's at the center of Roma project with Jose Mourinho.
Is the international break a good time usually for these clubs to really get down to some contract business? Yes. Is that usually the case?
Yes. It's even more relaxed, so they can talk with agents and they can try to make a point about the situation. So yes, will be interesting to see what happens with some updates during the international break to see for new contracts what is going to happen.
Well, to your point, 2022 is going to be crazy because a lot of players, unless these contracts are dealt with before the end of the year, it's going to be intriguing. Yes. And Frank Kessié, to your point, one of the best midfielders out there, will be a hot topic and surely scouted by multiple clubs in Europe. Should be an intriguing one. But Fabrizio Romano, always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much, my friend. We hope you have a good week.
Thank you, brother, as always. Always a big pleasure to be together here on Kegolasso, on CBS Sports, Paramount Plus together. And see you in the coming days. I'm sure we'll have updates.
Well, I will see you online to play some FIFA very soon.
But
thank you. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening and watching. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter, Kegolasso Pod, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube.com/Kegolasso. Make sure that you press that notification bell so you get new episodes. We got plenty more coming your way, including USMNT content with Jimmy Conrad and Heath Pierce and much, much more. A special South American special as well. Keep your eye on that one. But Fab Romano, myself, Kegolasso, thank you so much, everybody. Have a great, great beginning to your week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.